from the dead and became the first fruits of them that slept. For since by men came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority, for he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy, verse 26, that shall be destroyed is death. Amen. Welcome to the funeral of death. Hallelujah. What a day that'll be when death himself dies and life reigns in the eternity of the eternities. Praise God. When the executioner is executed, what a day that will be. Praise God. Aren't you glad you know him whom to know is life eternal tonight? Raise your hands and pray God have his way in this message this night, Father. Have your way, your will be done, your glory, Lord, rise, your name be praised, your cause extolled. In Jesus' name, amen. A specter has marched across the land. Without respect of persons, nobody escapes his wrath. Some call him the Grim Reaper. Amen. Some simply call him Death. Some picture him as a skeletal being holding a scythe in his hand, a cradle in his hand. Amen. An instrument of harvest, if you will. Others call him an angel. The Bible calls him death. There's nobody escapes him. There's no home that has not been touched or that will not be touched by death. Even the two men in the Bible that seem to have escaped, only escaped for a few thousand years. They'll come back and die and lay in the streets of Jerusalem. There is no figure that has had such an extensive panoply as death. There is no figure that has stricken so many as death. Egypt was stricken in its firstborn, but I want you to know that he got the second born and the last born before it was over. Even those that escaped by having the blood over the doorpost, a bunch of them met the Grim Reaper in the wilderness. 20 years old and under, death got them too. Even those that were 20 years old, amen, and under, that got to go into Canaan's land. I said under a while ago, I meant over. Amen. Those are 20 years old and under that got to go into Canaan. Praise God. They too had to face eventually the Grim Reaper. Amen. Jeremiah sums it all up. He said, death has come up into all our windows. I preached some years ago right behind this pulpit when death crawls through the window. Tonight he's looking through, but tomorrow he'll crawl through. Something has happened, however, to death Amen. Death for some people is not dying anymore. Even in this very chapter I read, amen, he speaks of them falling asleep. Death has changed, praise God. Amen. And those that were once considered dead, and that's all there was to it, are just falling asleep. Why? Praise God, because the sting has been pulled out of death for some folks. Praise God, Christ has pulled the sting out of death. However, amen, the sting is still felt, if not by those who die, by those who are left behind. There are some of you here tonight that are still mourning the loss of loved ones. Even though you're saved and they're saved, you didn't want to give them up. You didn't want to bid them farewell. Why? Because God made us to live. God created us to enjoy His sunshine. God in He created us, praise God, to walk around, to eat and enjoy, to love and to live and to sing and to praise Him, praise God. A wonderful thing about it, when you become a child of God, hallelujah, you don't ever have to quit loving. You don't ever have to quit living. You don't ever have to quit praising Him, hallelujah. He owns both sides of the river. Amen. Goodbye down here is hell over yonder, praise God. And those that are dead in Christ are now merely falling asleep. Raise your hand and praise Him tonight, praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Some glad day, praise God, death, who has moved into our land, who has taken up his abode in the valley of the shadow of death. 19 places in the Word of God, it speaks of the dwelling place of death as being the valley of the shadow of death. Jeremiah 13 and 16 says, give glory to the Lord your God before He caused darkness, before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains, and while ye look for light, He turneth into the shadow of death and maketh it gross darkness. Amen. The devil will take the light. Death will take the light that you have and drag you out of your light into the darkness of the shadow of death if you don't live for God. But if you live for God, praise God, there'll be a light in the valley. Hallelujah for you. Glory to God. Welcome to the funeral of death. The day when the executioner that God has turned loose in the world because man sinned. Terrible thing happened. He said, in the day thou shalt eat thereof, thou shalt surely die. First time that word is mentioned in the Bible. Die and death. Death is merely the past tense of die. Amen. Oh God. Amen. Death and dying became a reality. They began to march through the land. They looked for a place to rent, to take up his abode, to drag his culprits, to drag his prey. He found rental in the valley of the shadow of death. He creeps out to take little girls and little boys. He takes out to take little babies. He creeps out to take mamas and daddies. He creeps out to take teenagers. He creeps out in the night and goes all directions, stalking through the night out of the valley of the shadow and turning your house into the valley of the shadow of death. Did you notice the words of Jeremiah that I just read to you? If we don't give glory to God before he caused darkness, before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains, and while you look for light, he turned it into the shadow of death. If we rebel against God, things just get worse and worse. Until we curse the day we was born. Amen. We wish we'd have never came on the scene. Praise God. Ah, but there's a great change that has taken place. A few years ago, on Christmas Day, they put the tyrant of Romania up against the wall, he and his wife both, and executed them before the firing squad. All of Romania rejoiced. They said, the Antichrist is dead. The one that had executed and imprisoned so many Christians, had persecuted the church of the living God, had robbed and stolen and pillaged the wealth of Romania for his own use. They said, the Antichrist is dead. Amen. Oh yes, men rejoiced when Stalin fell. They rejoiced when the walls of iron fell and the Iron Curtain was no more. They rejoiced when the Berlin Wall fell. Amen. You know why? Because God's people were praying. And they cannot long, hallelujah, survive the prayers of God's people. I got news for you. The bamboo curtain is soon to fall also, because they cannot resist the prayers of God's people. I'll tell you what, God's got vengeance in his heart. If God had vengeance for Babylon because they persecuted the children of God and even used Babylon to chastise backslidden Israel, and then turned around and judged Babylon because they were so wicked. Amen. God has used death for eons of time. And some of these days he's going to turn around and judge death himself. And destroy that last enemy. Amen. Finally at last death shall be no more. Praise God. A great change. Amos 5 and 8. Praise God. Seek him that maketh the seven stars and Orion, and turneth the shadow of death into morning, and maketh the day dark with night, and calleth for waters of the sea, and pulleth them out upon the face of the earth. The Lord is his name. Amen. Seek him. Why? Because he's the only one that can turn the shadow of death into morning. When Jesus breaks the morning, the hosts of heaven will sing glory to God in the highest, to Jesus, the King of Kings. Hallelujah! Aren't you glad there's coming a brand new morning for creation when the shadow of death shall be vacated? Woo! And morning shall take its place. Glory to God. Ah, yes. Matthew 4 and 16 tells us of a great light. The people which sat in darkness saw a great light. And to them which sat in the region and the shadow of death, light is sprung up. What about that? Amen. For the child of God who allows Christ to walk into their life, into their heart, that victory is so momentous and so glorious, amen, that it's just as good as already destroyed. The death of death is so certain that he's as good as dead already. How glory to God. Why? praise God, has darkness been replaced by hope? Why has grief been replaced by shouting? Why did Sister Richardson, speaking another tongue, rise right straight up off of her sick bed a while ago and glorify God? Because even death is not the same anymore. God has so pulled a stinger out of death, amen, that Christians have beckoned to him, come on. I dare you. I dare you. Come on. Praise God. I dare you. Hallelujah. A fellow sat down by a preacher I know in St. Louis, Missouri, with a pistol in his hand. Amen. Had already fired it once and was threatened to pull the trigger point blank. The preacher said, go ahead and pull the trigger. He said, I'll just go to glory. Hallelujah. There's some saints, praise God, that have dared death. Come on. Come on. Praise God. Woo, glory to God. Death has backed off for many of them. Amen. And he could have said, I see you know something. I see you know that my stinger has been pulled out. Amen. We used to chase a wasp up the wind of pain. Finally got up enough nerve to grab it real quick. And while it was trying to sting us, pull its stinger out. Then take that same wasp and chase the girls all around the school ground. Amen. They screamed and hollered just the same. They didn't know that the stinger had been pulled out. Amen. Let me tell you something tonight. If death is wooling you around, amen, and you're worried about crossing over, just remember the Lord has already chased him back into his own lair and grabbed him up and yanked his stinger out. Hallelujah. Yeah, the sting of death is sin, Paul said, and the strength of sin is the law. And Jesus, when he hung on the cross, took care of both of them. Amen. He locked horns with death. Them eight deer in our backyard last night, that little old four-pointer, amen, was sparring around with that ten-pointer with them big old horns. Amen, they got their heads down. That little old four-pointer got his horns in between those big old ten-point horns of that other deer. Amen, I thought, I hope they get tangled up. Amen, I'll get my bow and arrow and I'll go out and shoot one of them. Amen. But no such luck. Amen. Them little old horns, that four-pointer was too small to get tangled up in that ten-point. Amen. But I want you to know, praise God, one day Jesus, the Son of God, locked horns with death. Amen. And winter took all. Hallelujah. Woo! When he went down into the Hadean world, he set everybody free that was under the blood. He set everybody free that was looking for the Messiah. He set everybody free that had the faith of our fathers, holy faith. He took captivity captive, the Bible said, and gave gifts unto men, and he dwells on high. And even though we momentarily face death, it's not called death in the New Testament as much as it was. It's just called going to sleep. Many slept. Many that slept in the dust of the earth, 27th chapter of Matthew said, arose and peered unto many. Woo! Glory to God. I mean, little Johnny came home from school that resurrection morning, praise God, as Jesus emptied Hades. Hey, some of the saints stopped off in Jerusalem on the way to the third heaven. Amen. Grandma had been dead for some time, was in her rocking chair one more time as Johnny came home from school. Hallelujah. Grandma, I thought you were dead. We already had your funeral. I was, son, but the Son of God has set me free, and I'm alive forevermore. Praise God. He led captivity captive. One paraphrasal said he led captive a string of vanquished foes. Death has been conquered by the Son of God. Amen. But even as little as we may think about it, after we've lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. And let me clarify this. The saints who share in the first resurrection, the saints that go in the rapture, the second death hath no power over them. Amen. One time is all we got a chance of dying. And some of us won't even have to do that. We'll be changed in the twinkling of an eye. It'll be so quick, amen, that the whole process of dying and putting on that new body will happen in the snap of your finger. That's something to live for, isn't it? That's something to look forward to. Amen. Bypass the hospital. Bypass the doctor bill. Bypass the surgery. Bypass the recovery. Bypass the bill. Whew. That's worth a whole lot. Praise God. Amen. To bypass the hospital bill. Bypass the insurance company. Hallelujah. And change in a twinkling of an eye. Saints will never die. But there are a group of people that's going to go into the millennium right here in this world that'll continue to die. Most will live a long time. Some will live 1,000 years again. Even a sinner, if he dies being 100 years old, the Bible said, he'll be considered dying at a very young age. But the thing about it is, even through the millennial, death will reign to a great degree. Amen. Oh, yes. I preached Sister McGee's funeral. She died at 100 years. I preached on the coronation of Nettie McGee. Right here, praise God, in the church she sat. Amen. When I first came here and testified to the grace of God, not many times. She was shut in most of the time. But she wanted to live till she's 100 years old. We consider that ancient nowadays. Anybody lived to be 100 years old. But in the millennium, when people die at 100, they'll be considered young because people will live so long. Why does God allow death to continue? Why don't he kill death right off the bat? Amen. Remember, I already told you, everybody that lives for God, you've already got victory over death. Amen. You're already triumphant in the face of death. You don't have to worry about the second death. Amen. But there'll be death to a degree all through the millennium. Why? Amen. Because God allows death to continue so that men will not be so bold to sin. That's why he told Adam, the day you eat thereof, you shall surely die. But he ate anyway. And he died. All his children died. All the apostles died. All the prophets died. Greatest men that ever lived died or will die. Nobody beats the rap. But after the millennium is past, praise God, and death has been a deterrent throughout the 1,000-year reign. To keep men from sinning. Did you know that when the devil's loosed after the 1,000 years is finished, that he'll find so many people that are tired of being under God's dictatorship? That's what they'll call it. Under God's dominion? That's what they'll call it. under God's bondage. That's what they're even calling it now. Huh? They're calling being obedient to the word of God bondage. Amen. They're advocating the abolishing of all law. Heard J. Vernon McGee said the law of the New Testament and the law of the Old, all of them are abolished. Amen. Not quite. Hallelujah. No? Amen. And death still has sway. Amen. Will have through the millennium to deter sin. Amen. The Bible said that you obey your father and mother, your days will be long on the earth. He said in one place, why shouldest thou die before thy time? Amen. He said, if you would have good days and long life, then hate evil and your lips speak no guile. Amen. Well, hallelujah. He still uses life and death to help challenge men and inspire them to live right. Amen. Bible said the way of the strange woman is a way of death. Why? Because there are diseases that lurk there that are nowhere else. Amen. And venereal disease and AIDS is still a very real threat today. Amen. And they keep a lot of folks straight that wouldn't otherwise be straight. Amen. Oh yes, her ways, her hands take hold on death. Her ways are the ways of death. Amen. Go through her door and you're opening the door to hell itself, he said. And so God, since death is loose, he just uses it for his own means. He uses death as a preacher sometimes, and allows death of young people in their rebellion to preach to other young people not to rebel. Huh? Amen. The same thing could happen to you. Amen. So he allows death to go on. Amen. I want to tell you, you might have been raised with a silver spoon in your mouth. You might have had a dad and mom that could buy you out of all kinds of trouble. But you'll not beat death's rap. You get out here and drink and ramble. Amen. You be like my Uncle Graydon Robinson. The last time we heard him, he was walking in front of our cabin home in the hills of Arkansas, singing in the darkness of the night, to the top of his voice, nobody's business, nobody's business, nobody's business what I do. I play cards and ramble, get drunk and gamble, nobody's business what I do. Amen. He said he got off up there in the city and got some kind of venereal disease. Amen. That's what leaked back through me. As my little boy ears heard mom talking to sisters and others. Amen. At Graydon, who sung, it's nobody's business what I do. That disease ate its way to his heart. At his fiancée's house, amen, Susie and Hugh Curtis, cousins of ours, amen. At his fiancée's house, amen, Graydon was smitten with a heart attack. His last words was not nobody's business. Nobody's business what I do, but I want to see mama. And he run for the front gate. Amen. Graydon fell at the front gate of Hugh Curtis' house. Amen. Death, a deterrent. Amen. To sin. Death slows down sin. Death cuts people off in sin. But the sad thing about death is that death kills Christians too. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. Oh, yes. He got saved in our altar. He was a drunk all the time he came to church. Amen. Was when he was dog drunk. And then he would overcome his pride. He'd come and sit about second or third seat back. Amen. And he'd sit there. Felix Clark would sing with the choir. And him drunk as a hoot owl in a distillery. Amen. Only thing was, when the choir quit singing, Felix didn't know when to quit. He kept singing. So his son would have to go over. Felix Clark Jr., saved and filled the Holy Ghost. Get a hold of his dad if he got too unruly and take him home. One night, he came into a revival meeting we was having. Brother and Sister White from up here in Ohio someplace was holding revival. I never saw them before nor since. But they fasted and prayed and sought God. Amen. And they had faith. And one night, Felix Clark came back to church, dog drunk like he always had before, and fell in the altar. If he made it through the service, he'd go to the altar, and we'd pray. He'd been to the altar so many times that most folks didn't have time to fool with him. Saints would stand up and rebuke the congregation. Why, this is your daddy. Why, this is you. We need to pray for this poor man. And they'd pray. And Felix Clark would go home drunk. I thought it was going to be just the same as it had always been that night. But the Spirit of God came upon Evangelist White. Amen. And I was right beside him when he grabbed a hold of Felix Clark's head. His head was down, and that old drunk was trying to pray. And he got a hold of both sides of his head and turned his head right up and looked right in his eyes and rebuked the demon of alcohol. Amen. And God delivered Felix Clark that night from drunkenness. Amen. He is so drunk he is about to fall into a stupor. And I watched God sober him. I was that far from him. Praise God. I watched him pray through to an experience with God and stand up like a man and testify to the saving grace of God and come to my church. I was pastoring for months. Amen. And testify. But he had a wife that rather have him drunk than going to a holy roller church. She made it so hard on that young convert. Amen. I'll never forget the day and the shock as I drove up Highway 63 toward Thayer. There was Felix again, staggering right down the middle of the highway, right on the white line, drunk again. He was backslid. He was worse now than ever. Amen. Felix Jr. and another young convert, Martin Boy, Cleo Martin, took him fishing 4 mile down Spring River to get him away from the saloon. Amen. They made the mistake of leaving Felix sitting by the fire by himself down Spring River from Mammoth. Way down Spring River at the mouth of Field Creek. Where Field Creek run into Spring River was a good place to fish. I caught the first goggle I ever caught. As a little boy, I begged them to put me a string on my pole and a crawdad tail. And I caught a goggle eye that made my eyes goggle. Amen. He got off the hook. Just about the time I got him up on the bank and Uncle Jake or somebody slapped a hand over him and saved him before he could flop back in the river. We'd go there and fish. Felix Jr. and Cleo set out a trot line. They left Felix Clark. He was already drunk, but he wanted to get back to his haunts. He wanted to get back to the saloon. He wanted to get back to the liquor store. They left him laying by the fire, went to run the trot line. When they came back, he was gone. They looked for him, but they couldn't find him. They didn't know where he was at, and so they abandoned the search till the next morning. The next morning, Susie Curtis was driving her cattle underneath the railroad trestle where Field Creek ran under the railroad track. The cattle went under there to switch pastures, and the cattle shied away. Amen. She went on down and screamed. A man was lying face down in the water. I went with Sheriff Barker, a friend of mine, down to the creek. I helped him drag Felix Clark, that same man I was that close to in church when he got the demons cast out of him and got saved. Felix had made it to the railroad trestle and across the railroad trestle. But on the other side of the railroad trestle, he stumbled and fell. He fell off the abutment of the bridge and fell on the rocks below. And addled by the fall, he rolled over and over till he was face down in Field Creek in 4 inches of water. Felix Clark died, drowned, with nothing but his face in the water. His whole body was lying out of the creek, but he drowned in 4 inches of water. Death caught him! And I want you to know that death stalks the trail of every backslider. There's 7 more devils that'll guarantee your eternal hell if you continue to rebel against God. It don't pay, folks. Amen. Nobody's beat the rap yet, and nobody ever will. Amen. But thank God someday, some sweet day, we won't have to worry about death anymore. Glory to God. Some sweet day, we won't have to worry about the tears of grief. There'll be no crape on the doorknob. There'll be no sad farewells, no final goodbyes, no caskets. Funeral homes will go out of business because death has died and we won't need an undertaker. It's going to pay to live for God in the morning. Amen. To give light to them that sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Stand with me tonight as they sing. Father God, I pray that men will see that light, will come to the realization. Praise God that the only victory over death is through Christ. And victory over sin is our only guarantee that the sting of death shall be destroyed. Praise God. Thank God. And the stinger being pulled out, death has lost its triumph. Death has lost its victory. And those that have left us here will meet them again over yonder. And God has never lost a man. And God has never lost a saint. And clothed in glory, triumphant in the battle, they'll put on those new robes and wear a crown of life. Yes, life, not death, forevermore. Thank you, Father. Amen. Would you come to this altar and submit to God, surrender to Christ, say an eternal yes to Jesus. Let him come into your heart. If you're a backslider, it don't pay. If you're a backslider, hell is 7 times more certain and 7 times worse for people that know to do good and do it not. Come on, while they sing, we invite you to an altar of prayer. This is your altar. Don't let the devil steal it from you. This is your opportunity. Don't let the devil steal it. Come on.
Brand new house.
This is your hour. Don't let the devil steal your hour. Redeem it. Redeem your altar. Redeem your time. Redeem your hour.
But if you have not been saved, it all ends in heaven.
We can, and we shall.
I want to walk.
There's victory in the face
down the streets
of the valley of the shadow. Because the valley of the shadow
I want to
has seen a great light. You know all it takes to banish darkness, all it takes to abolish shadow is light.
Smell the flowers, hear the singing, it's ours.
And the light of the gospel is shining. The power of God of heaven has been manifested. Welcome to the funeral of death.
I want us to
celebrate with us
in heaven.
Ooh, hallelujah.
You may be a millionaire, wearing clothes beyond compare. You may have the best that money can buy. But if the blood is not applied, then in hell you'll lift your eyes. I want us to be together in heaven.